U.S. President Donald Trump and his election challenger Joe Biden have demonstrated a glaring contrast in style during competing town halls. The dueling appearances were scheduled at the same time on rival television networks. The two candidates attacked each other on multiple hot topics. These include the Supreme Court, the pandemic, healthcare, and racial discrimination. And our correspondent Simon Marks joins us from Washington right now. Simon, the two town halls, very different from one another. Do we know, you know, how they fared? Are the ratings out for them yet?
Haven't seen any reliable numbers yet. I've seen some questionable numbers that suggest Joe Biden may have had a slightly larger audience for his town hall than Donald Trump. But let's wait and see if those are confirmed by the official ratings agencies in a few hours' time. But you're absolutely right, Glenda. A glaring contrast. I mean, first of all, as a viewer, you had to pick your network. Were you going to watch Donald Trump on NBC or Joe Biden on ABC, or do what I did, which was to flip around between the two? And if you watched Donald Trump on NBC, you saw the Master Showman. You got lots and lots of sizzle and very little steak. If, by contrast, you were watching Joe Biden on ABC, you were getting endless amounts of steak and absolutely no sizzle or showmanship whatsoever. Joe Biden's presentation last night, a pretty dry affair. They covered all the hot button issues on both town halls, of course, the Supreme Court, the future for the economy here in the United States, with more very grim jobs numbers having been published just hours before the town hall meetings. And of course, on both town hall broadcasts, the topic turned to COVID-19. And when the discussion shifted to face masks, once again, it revealed a very stark contrast.
I'm okay with masks. I tell people wear masks. But just the other day, they came out with a statement that 85% of the people that wear masks catch it.
Well, so, you know, this is a very tricky. I know that study.
That's what I heard, and that's what I saw.
The words of a president matter.
Absolutely.
No matter whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, they matter. And when a president doesn't wear a mask or makes fun of folks like me when I was wearing a mask for a long time, then, you know, people say, well, it mustn't be that important.
And just to be clear, on that claim that President Trump was making, that 85% of people who wear face masks get COVID-19, as the host of the NBC town hall, Savannah Guthrie, was trying to point out there, that is not true. That is not an accurate reflection of the Centers for Disease Control study that was published earlier this week. So once again, voters got to see a dramatic distinction between these two candidates, but only if, like me, they were switching from one channel to the other.
But was it more effective, though, Simon? Because they weren't sort of in the same room. They weren't sort of talking over each other as they were in the first debate. Voters were actually able to ask them their own questions and hear their answers uninterrupted.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was certainly a much more substantive discussion that we were witnessing on both networks than we saw in that head-to-head debate a few days ago, the first television debate. And remember, these dueling town halls occurred in place of a second presidential debate where they were supposed to be together in the same room. But of course, President Trump wouldn't participate when the debate commission turned that into a virtual format. At the end of the day, the big question is, did either of these men change the very few minds of undecided voters that are still out there? And that's very hard to know because in large measure, they were both broadcasting to their own echo chambers. What could be more on brand for America in 2020 than two competing town halls at exactly the same time, with both of these candidates largely broadcasting and preaching to their respective choirs?
Yes, and one more presidential debate to come, perhaps. So thanks very much for that. Simon Marks speaking just from Washington, D.C.